Mr. Walter Georges says Ethiopia's military offensive into Somalia in December has advanced the cause of regional peace. Despite a surge of violence in Mogadishu, the Ethiopian president says the ouster of Islamist forces from the Somali capital has made possible the formation of a unity government after 15 years of clan warfare.
It's not easy after 15 years of no governance to come up again and put orders straight away. But they have got a wise way of involving the ex-fighters, warlords, and other institutions that are important in power sharing through negotiation, and they could get peace soon. They cannot get peace unless they negotiate and agree in power sharing and so on. And they cannot develop the country without stability and peace, and they need to do that.
Mr. Walter Georges reaffirmed that enough Ethiopian troops will remain in Somalia to maintain order until African Union peacekeepers arrive. The first contingent of about 30 Ugandan troops is reported to have landed in the Somali town of Baidoa Thursday. The force is eventually expected to number 8,000, but AU officials have said they received pledges of only half that many troops to man the force. President Walter Georges told VOA he is confident the lack of troop contributions is only a temporary setback.
Well, I don't know if one could blame them. It didn't happen according to program. It's some incident that have to come in, and they have probably they need time to work up the budget and get up to troops and so on.
Mr. Walter Georges was at the United Nations to speak at a 25th anniversary tribute to Orbis International, a non-profit organization dedicated to preventing avoidable blindness. Assisted by British philanthropist Richard Branson and his Virgin Airlines, Orbis operates flying eye hospitals that have brought vision to hundreds of thousands of blind people in 85 countries. Ethiopia is among the main destinations for the flying eye hospitals, and President Walter Georges has been working for the past decade to promote the Orbis campaign in his country. The World Health Organization estimates that of the 37 million people around the world who are blind, 28 million need not be. In Ethiopia, one of the world's poorest countries, an estimated 1 million people are blind, and more than 10 million others suffer from curable eye diseases. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.
望网英语网站, www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。